I begin?
Smallsy surgery.
I feel it.
This is Justin Bieber.
It's Taylor Swift.
And you're listening to Smallsy on Nova.
Oh, how fun are you?
The freshest hits at night.
This is Elman.
Love you, Smallsy.
This is Ed Sheeran.
This is Selena Gomez.
You're listening to Smallsy on Nova, Australia's number one.
Smallsy surgery.
Now. Let's go. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. The surge is on, open for business. Hello, beautiful people. Are you ready? Tonight on the show, Hollywood superstar Michael Fassbender, Marion Cotillard, they're in the new Assassin's Creed movie. They are going to be on the show. Can we also open the request lines right now? Let's get going. 13, 24, 10. If you want to get your favorite song playing tonight, call up. If you want to win tickets to see In Stereo, also start calling up. And ladies, I got Napoleon Purtis makeup, summer makeup packs to give away. Guys, win this for your girlfriend. You'll be getting some. Also, a bunch of brand new tunes from Pernell, Steve Aoki, and a trip to Japan to give away. Let's start with my favorite new Ed Sheeran track, Castle on the Hill, on air for you here at Nova.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg.
Oh, I like that. Song is called Think About It. They are the Thundamentals, fresh hits at night are on here at Nova. Tuesday night in the surge. Hey, if you want a Napoleon Purtis makeup skincare pack perfect for summer, worth more than $200, 13, 24, 10, call right now, ladies. Guys, call up, win this for your girlfriend. It kind of might make up if you got her a bad present. Yeah. Ah, see what I'm doing there? Request your favorite songs, Clean Bandit, Sean Paul, that Rockabye tune playing for you very soon. And hey, coming up, the divorce is finalized. Who gets the orphanage of children for Brad and Ange? I'll tell you how many are getting split up and where they're being sent. After Pernell, Chameleon. Bloody love this song. Fresh hits at Nova. That is called Adore. Her name, Amy Shark. Fresh hits at Nine are on here at Nova. Stand by, coming up, three songs time. How would you like to go to Japan, take awesome Instagram photos, get lots of like from your friends? I'll tell you what you need to do. Now, let's go. Hot Minute, the big celebrity news stories of the day. Let's roll.
Celebrity gossip.
That blockbuster breakup, Angelina Jolie filing for divorce from Brad Pitt.
First up tonight, it might be a new year. It's also new beginnings for Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. They have just released their first joint statement since September last year, where they announced they were divorcing. Tonight, they've got themselves a custody agreement. They've worked out how they are splitting their tribe of African children, but how will it go down? We do not know. Apparently, the agreement will be sealed and remain private. The court documents can never be seen, and a private judge will be brought in to make any legal changes in the future. The statement wraps up with that the parents are committed to act as a united front to effectuate recovery and reunification, whatever that means.
Hey, I'm Kim Kardashian.
Now, in case you missed this last night, one of the 16 men that French police arrested after the Kim Kardashian hostage drama that happened at Fashion Week in Paris was her limo driver. Now, he was the guy driving her around town for Fashion Week. Police are saying that this fuels their belief that the robbery was an inside job, and it was the limo driver who tipped off the other 15 guys.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
All right, and a quick one for you. It's been 24 hours since the Golden Globes and where Meryl Streep went on her attack of President-elect Donald Trump. Well, he's gone on his own attack late last night. He got onto Twitter and called her one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood. Well, Meryl's hit back tonight saying that she'd rather be overrated than underqualified. All right, bang, that's the Hot Minute for a Tuesday done. Stand by, Michael Fassbender, Marion Cotillard going to be on the show for the Assassin's Creed movie in the next 20 minutes now. Steve Aoki, Louis Tomlinson, just hold on. Fresh hits at night, this is Nova.
Wish that you could build a time machine.
That tune up for Best Dance Song at the Grammy Awards in LA next month. Two guys and a girl. One guy, one girl, not two girls, one cup. That's not that different. Sophie Tucker, Drinky the song. Fresh hits at night. It's second show of the year. I've forgotten how to speak. I'll get it down pat before the important times. Hey, if you want to score yourself those Napoleon Purtis makeup kits, $200 worth, 13, 24, 10, get calling right now. Let's give another one of those away. Also, I got the tickets to the In Stereo Summer Concert Series the boys are doing with special guests Mastin Kutcher and Vlado. InStereoOfficial.com. You can buy the tickets or you can win them right now for calling while we speak to these two Hollywood celebrities.
We work in the dark to serve the light. We are assassins.
You no longer exist.
What do you want from me?
Your past.
Please welcome Marion Cotillard, the fabulous Michael Fassbender is here.
It is good to have these guys on the show. Michael Fassbender, hello to you, sir.
Good to see you again.
Marion Cotillard, welcome to Australia.
Thank you very much.
I'm not sure how much you know, but Michael and I, we're colleagues. We worked together on his last project.
Yeah, we served time together.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And by work together, I mean I introduced a preview at a movie screening, and that's my claim to fame. Anyway, so now we've all worked together. good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you.
Assassin's Creed. Now, before we even delve into the movie, which I'm giving a 5 out of 5, can I say?
Excellent.
Are you guys gamers? Do you have any idea with the Xbox, the PS4, or the Donkey Kong?
Well, it took me a while to connect PS4 and PlayStation.
Okay, all right.
So that's
sure.
My level.
Okay, right, yeah. That's fine.
Abbreviations catch me out too.
PS4, PlayStation, Xbox. I don't know. That's no abbreviation. Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. what was the basis behind saying yes to jumping into this realm and this type of movie?
I don't play games that much, but I enjoy them when I do.
Yeah, sure.
But I wasn't familiar with Assassin's Creed. I mean, I was familiar because I'd seen the posters, some trailers, but I didn't really know anything about it. I met the guys at Ubisoft, and they said that they were interested in, you know, bringing it to the cinema. And then we just started working from there, and, you know, developing a script, developing a brand new characters. Mm-hmm.
Which I have to say, the storyline has done an amazingly good job, particularly in staying authentic and true to the gameplay of the first game. Which I think I'm not sure. There can be a little bit of skepticism, I think, from hardcore fans of games.
Sure.
Who are like, oh, what are they going to do to my favourite game?
That's right.
We've seen some of them before and they weren't very good.
Yes, that's right.
So people can be apprehensive. Did anyone say anything to you beforehand? Like, the fans are really passionate. Like, they're going to give you their opinion.
We always kind of knew.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, coming again from, you know, X-Men and sort of comic book world.
Yeah.
A similar sort of fan base. They're very passionate. They're very vocal. And they're a fun crowd. If going to Comic-Con, it's sort of evident to feel that passion.
More with the guys in just a second. The movie Assassin's Creed is in cinemas now. I think we've got some tickets we can give away. If you want to see the movie 13, 24, 10, while I play you this. Brand new Bruno Mars, Versace on the Floor, a.k.a. Take Your Clothes Off and Get Into Bed With Me. Fresh hits at Nova.
Let's take our time
Number one in the UK and 11 countries around the world right now. Rag and Bone Man, it is called Human. Fresh hits at night on This Is Nova on Twitter. Shout out to Sammy. She's in the woo line. Apparently wooing in KFC makes people look at you weird. Well, don't woo in public places. Should we give away some tickets to Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Let's do Assassin's Creed movie tickets. 13, 24, 10. The stars, Marion Cotillard and Michael Fassbender on the show in just a second. Let's go. Jason.
Smallsy, how are you, mate?
Buddy, tickets to Assassin's Creed movie for you, all right?
Cool, thank you. Can I ask for one more big favour, please?
Yes.
I've got my girlfriend next to me. She's dying for the Napoleon pack.
Oh, okay, bro. Yes, I can give you that for her, all right?
Okay, sweet.
13, 24, 10, if you want to see the Assassin's Creed movie.
We work in the dark to serve the light. We are assassins.
You no longer exist.
What do you want from me?
Your past.
Please welcome Marion Cotillard, the fabulous Michael Fassbender is here.
In the storyline behind the game, it deals with, like, secret societies and things that happen beneath the surface that people might... Are you guys believer in any secret societies? You believe in the Illuminati?
I don't know much about them, but, I mean, there are secret societies,
yeah.
I'm sure.
You believe in the Illuminati?
No, I mean... I mean...
Yeah. Because...
What are the Illuminati?
Well, I don't know, but Twitter... Someone is convinced that, Marion, you are in the Illuminati based on a photo shoot.
You can't tell us because it's
secret. That there's a triangle in the way that you were posing and that this was Illuminati plus evidence.
This is actually
a
picture of me naked. with a triangle on my nose.
Yeah, well, that's saying that that's you and the Illuminati.
Yeah, well, you know...
Confirm or deny.
In French, we have this expression which says you can find noon at your door everywhere.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean anything for you.
Are you sure? which, by the way, I'm not the one who did this. That was on the internet. All right, quick, fast round game, 60 seconds. Okay. I'm going to... The game is called Give Me That Title. I have gone back to the 90s, old school games. I'm going to give you the description, see if you can channel, if you have any idea.
What are we dealing with here?
Just old school games, Nintendo. All right, here we go. Hedgehog, it rolled in a ball.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a Donkey Kong.
No, he's the fast guy. Sonic.
Dang, bang. Okay, next one's with you. Monkey type, the barrels were rolling down the hill, you had to jump them. You were right. Donkey Kong. Yeah, great. Whatever this one. They were like fake humans that you had to grow and live on the computer screen, and then that you would mate them in the love bed. True story. Sims.
No. Okay.
Sims. Big game. Sims. Last one. Two Italian brothers, Mario and Luigi.
Super Mario.
All right, great. And then last one. Colorful bricks fall from the sky. You have to stack them in an order.
Tetris.
Boom. You guys are like fully into game world. Congratulations on the new movie.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
You want to see Assassin's Creed 13, 24, 10? I can hook you up with Tix. Here's Andy Grammer's Fresh Eyes.
I got these fresh eyes.
Welcome back. Smallsy Surgery.
Back now.
I cannot wait to find out what the big announcement is that's coming Monday morning, 6 a.m. on The Breakfast Show. Is it that I'm doing breakfast in 20s? New way to wake up, Smallsy Surgery for break. Not the announcement. Zane, Taylor, I Don't Want to Live Forever. On air for you now. This is Nova. That is in stereo. On the show, this time tomorrow night, the boys are going to be here. They're also on their 2017 Summer Concert Tour series. I've got the tickets. Should we give away some tickets in stereo? Line 15. Hello, what is your name? What is your name?
Hi, I'm Kayama.
Hello, Kayama. Would you like to go see in stereo?
Yes, I would love that.
You have two tickets, girlfriend.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Did you say mum? Are you talking to your mum right now?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Kayama's mum.
She said hi.
Okay, great. There's in stereo summer concerts for 2017. Special guest Ashton Kutcher, Vlado, instereoofficial.com. You're going for free. And tomorrow night, the boys are going to be here co-hosting, all right?
Thank you.
Put that as an iPhone calendar reminder or whatever you Gen Ys do these days. Snapchat yourself to remember, all right?
Thank you so much.
She's legit crying.
I'm bawling.
All right, tomorrow night they're going to be here. That'll make you cry too because I'll be with them and you won't be. Hey, also Thursday night on the show, we're going Throwback Thursday. And Chingaling is going to be here for real. For real, Chingy is going to be here. Is Ed Sheeran going to be on the show anytime soon? Get it in the diary, LaCava. His new song, Shape of You, number one globally on iTunes, is playing now. The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the way I used to love you. Maroon 5, Kendrick, Don't Wanna Know. Tuesday night, Smallsy Surgery on. Hey, how would you like to win a trip to Japan, the home of sushi? It's the home
of
the cherry blossom.
Yes.
I've never, ever had an interest in going there, but someone listening right now has had an interest of going to the Cherry Blossom Festival.
And your Instagrams would be on point.
8:45, you can win yourself a trip to Japan. But hey, you know what they say, new year, new you. Well, one of my New Year's resolutions this year on the show was to give a little bit more of myself.
Right.
I feel like I don't give enough of who I truly am.
Oh, we get enough.
Okay, but so this tonight on the show, back by my internal own popular demand, Psychic Smallsy is back. So if you're long-term listeners of the show will know that I am a little bit psychic. I've always been able to connect to spirits that has passed over. Not so much spirits. I like to call them guides. I can't speak to dead people, but I can answer questions. Normally trivial things is my forte. So if you say to me, what hand am I holding something in? I generally can guess it. So if you hold a pen in one, it's in your left hand.
I mean, you've got a 50-50 chance of that one.
Don't hate on me. Please support my talent. But tonight I've bought into the show clairvoyant psychic cards. So I'll be doing free psychic readings to start the new year, new you. Need to know what's happening, am I right, people? If you'd like to connect with Smallsy, that's me. I talk with myself in third person when I talk about my abilities. If you would like to talk to Smallsy and connect with him on the other side tonight with the psychic cards, 13, 24, 10. I'm being channeled to someone called Peter. Peter, if you are listening to the show and you're in the car, I feel like you drive a ute, a white ute, a white Holden ute. If there's a Peter listening, I'm being given a card right now, the owl. The owl says you should be wary of people hiding things from you. The owl only comes out after dark.
Think about yourself, Peter.
If Peter's on the, if there is a Peter with a white ute listening to the show, I'm actually connecting with you, Pete. Call up and validate me. Otherwise, this sounds like a hokey pokey radio show.
Which it isn't.
Which it isn't. A lot of people get paid a lot of money to help me do this. The XX now.
I don't blame you.
Charlie XCX. After the after party. That train song, play that song. Getting lots of requests. It's playing for you. That is soon. If you want to get your song on tonight, request lines are open, 13, 24, 10. Call right now. I've got the Napoleon Purtis makeup kits to go. Also got the In Stereo tickets to their 2017 summer concert tour. But tonight on the show, I'm sharing my gift of being somewhat psychic and answering your psychic questions.
You can read minds.
13, 24, 10. If you've got a minute ago when we were setting this segment up, I said I was connecting to a Peter in a white ute. If there is a Peter in a white ute, feel free to call. Feel free to call. We want, before we start and go to the calls, yes, let's maybe do a psychic reading for Kim Kardashian on the air. Okay, so we'll just pull a card for Kim Kardashian. The guides are telling me, oh, the horse rider. The horse rider means that news is being coming to Kim Kardashian, and that this year she will receive important news, most likely from a man. Won't be her dad. That's it. Because it's Caitlyn Jenner, so the horse rider is a man. Okay, the horse rider is a man.
Just go to the calls.
Hello, Sasha.
Hi, how you going?
Now, tell me, what question would you like to ask me tonight? What psychic question do you want to connect with?
I want to know what 2017 has in hold for me.
2017 has in store for you. Are you about to go to uni? I'm feeling like you're about to do some study or something like that this year.
Well, I'm not enrolled yet, but I was contemplating on doing it.
Now, were you thinking about doing something with the beauty industry? I feel like you want to do something, yes, with the beauty industry. And I'm feeling like it's more like hair kind of, like the person sits in a chair. Does that mean something to you?
Pretty spot on, almost.
What are you? Beauty therapist. A beauty therapist. Okay, good, good. Smallsy's on fire tonight. I'm going to take from the tarot deck right now. The tarot deck says the ship. The ship means good news is traveling, which means, fingers crossed, you should find out that you're going to get into your uni course damn soon to be a beauty therapist. That is one. That is one out of one for Smallsy, everybody. Thank you very much for calling up, Sasha.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Hello, Peter.
Yes, it's Peter.
Peter, are you Peter and are you in a white ute?
Yep.
I channeled you before and I have a message to tell you. That I've just pulled a card. Pay attention.
Oh,
I've
pulled a card?
Don't you pull a card. I've pulled a card.
Oh, damn.
I have pulled the card of the home. Pay particular attention to your home affairs. Now, I'm not sure if that means that the house could burn down this year or you might get evicted if you're a rental tenant, but just pay attention to that. That's what I'm being told to you, Peter, in the white ute.
Yep.
I think we should get a professional on.
Let's get a professional. Tomorrow
night we'll get a real psychic. Starly, call on me now, Nova.
When you're low and your knees can't rise.
All right, we got to get loud.
Smallsy's Talk 99.
You request them.
Let's go for a Tuesday night. Time to count down the top 9 songs you want to hear. Last night's number 1 song.
I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. Will he be number 1 for another night? Will his other song, Castle on the Hill? That's my first fave. Castle on the Hill. But you choose, people. 13 24 10. Get calling right now. The request lines are open. I have got tickets to a whole bunch of the hottest new movies that are out right now for you to win. Triple X Xander Cage is in cinemas Jan 19. I've got Edge of 17 movie tickets. Basically, your summer holidays lined up for movies if you want to win. Panow, Chameleon at 9. Muramasa, ASAP, Rocky, Lovesick, number 8. Tuesday night, top 9 at 9. Oh, I want to hear it, Nova. Hey, coming up, the hot minute, the big entertainment news stories of the day. Brad, Angelina, divorce finalized. Who gets what kid and how do they split them? Find out soon. Last night on the show, though, the girls from Little Mix were here. We talked New Year's resolutions.
I'm going to learn Arabic.
Okay. Nice. New language.
Well, I know how to say hello.
Go on, Em.
Assalamu alaikum.
That's very, very well done. Can I also say I have no idea if you're right or wrong.
Masalama.
You could be totally wrong right now.
No, I'm right. I've got it on my back.
Oh, there you go. You do indeed. Does anyone ever have any other...
I would say as a group, keep making amazing music and be the biggest girl band in the entire universe. Yes.
And they start the year with a new song, Touch, at 7. You and I and nobody. Shape of you. There you go, number 2 tonight, the top 9 at 9. Last night's biggest song, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. Means we've got a brand new number 1 song. Who's going to have the number 1 spot for a Tuesday? I don't know, but Ed Sheeran don't really care not to have the number 1 song. You know, he took last year off music because he wrote that Justin Bieber song, Love Yourself. That was his track. Apparently, the royalties from that song paid for a whole year worth of vacay. Wow. Ed don't care if he's number 1 or not. Someone else can make his money for him. All right, let's recap tonight's top 9. Counting down.
Smallsy's top 9 at 9.
Ready? Recap. All right, that's the top 9 recapped for your Tuesday. Stand by. Number 1 song that you've requested tonight, it plays for you next here at Nova. Milky Chance, Cocoon, wraps the surge up for a Tuesday night here at Nova. Hey, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, back on your radio. These boys are going to be here in stereo. Oh, we're going to be Facebook Living with them tomorrow too, is that right? Are we doing that? Yep, management approval. 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on my Facebook page, we're going to be live with In Stereo on my Facebook page. And speaking of Facebook, I must wrap up the Facebook Live poll that we were running earlier tonight. It was, what's your favourite Neapolitan ice cream flavour? Big questions on the facey. I'm sad to report that strawberry is one. Sad. I was backing chocolate. It came in second. And lonely vanilla. 600 loves only.
I liked vanilla.
It's because you're boring. That's it for the surge. Done. We're dusted. Thank you. See you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, people.
Bye, Felicia.
Miss anything? Head to novafm.com.au. And remember, you can talk to Smallsy anytime. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search Smallsy. Smallsy Surgery is now officially closed. You've been listening to the Smallsy Surgery Podcast. Listen in real time, weeknights 7 p.m. only on Nova.